Halloran. I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M's ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
What's happening, Roo?
A few people in the RAH for COVID at the moment. We haven't had anyone on ICU for a while, but we have at the moment. We've got one in there and a...
Should we be concerned? I heard yesterday 18 people in South Australia. That worries me. That's a big number.
All straight from airplanes, all straight into the Medi Hotel, but we know that they escape from Medi Hotels. That's the risk.
Those people that work in the hotels, then they go home at night, and this is what bothers me.
Well, that stat that I heard over the last couple of weeks, that 15% of Medi Hotel workers refuse to get the jab.
Refuse
to get it.
Well, they shouldn't. All right, I'm going to probably upset them if they're driving to work right now. They shouldn't be allowed to work, should they?
I wouldn't have thought they should. I don't know if you can make it compulsory these days, but I would have thought something like that would be a no-brainer.
Does it worry you that day one of the flights to New Zealand, an airport worker in New Zealand came down with it as well?
I don't lose any sleep over it. I'm not really. I mean, I know New Zealand will get on top of it pretty quickly, and we should as well. But we certainly have got a fair few cases in Adelaide at the moment. Hopefully we keep on top of it. China is looking at banning another one of Australia's products. We've had wine, which is ongoing for 5 years by the sounds of it, barley, coal, crayfish, and they're now talking about hay. So we might have to talk to the Triple M farmer if that comes in. It's not a huge industry of ours, but it's 160 million that shoots over to China. So they're continuing to be a pain in the backside for Australian producers.
What I'd like to know in future, in soon, is how much do they rely on us? So if they say they're not taking our wine, if they say, and as we know, our wine's up there with the best in the world.
Yeah.
I know they can go to other places, but
other places.
Yeah, but do they need our hay? Do they need our crops? I don't know. How reliant are they on us?
Well, you wouldn't be doing it if they were that reliant. You wouldn't have thought, would you? But we'll wait and see. Gender pay gap balance for superannuation in Australia. Women retire with 22% less coin in their bank account than men.
That's huge.
So it's still a massive gap, and I know that is getting bridged slowly, but still a big gap. So it's about $40,000 difference when you retire at retirement age.
Yeah, no, it's a lot.
And I thought you'd be interested. I know we've talked about Tom's Hotel, the Medi Hotel, being for sale in Adelaide, which is one you can look at. But there's a new resort's the best way of calling it, opened up in Las Vegas, the first one in the last decade. Have a listen to the size of it. They don't do things by half measure in the United States. It's 36 hectares.
36
starters,
hectares?
Which is about 80 acres, which is very big.
Any idea how big would Adelaide Oval be, for example? Is that a hectare?
Oh, it'd be a couple of hectares.
Would it?
Yep, two or three hectares maybe.
So what you're saying is 36 hectares.
Well, the Adelaide Oval, how many rooms is that? About 150 or 200 rooms or something? This is 3,500 rooms.
Bloody hell.
I'd hate
to be in room 3,000 walking to the end of that corridor.
That's probably all the rooms in Adelaide. It's $5.5 billion, 6 years to build. It's 59 stories, got three different hotels. It's got nightclubs, day clubs, casinos.
Day clubs.
It's actually got a hold it. That's 2.5 hectares.
Gee, that changes
which is
the
probably
old,
the size
I'll do
of Adelaide
I'll
Oval.
Do a few laps. So that changes that sort
you
of.
You could drop a floaty in there and get to the other end, and you'd be fine.
Hell.
So there you go. Yeah. That is a decent sized resort. If did you get your opening to that, by the way?
Well, look. Do you know what I do? I love helping a battler out there. So when this has got an outside broadcast written all over it, hasn't
it? Got
ruined
it
for breakfast. I think so. We should go and help out.
The nightclub or the day club?
Both, because you can't support one not supporting the other.
All right. Well, let's head over to Vegas for the opening.
What's it going to be called?
Well,
this place?
It's a bit of a weird name. The Resort World Las Vegas.
Oh. Hmm. Bit ho-hum. We can help him out.
We might be able to change
it. We're on our way.
All right. Vegas, here we come.
Ruined it's for breakfast. Rue, what about this? There's a movie premiere coming up where the audience are going to attend nude.
Now, I've got
a nude film showing. So do you want to go? Do you want to grab Sarah?
No, I don't want to go, but I am... I had a little experience with nudity myself last week. We went past a nudist... a place up in the Riverland.
How many times did you go past it?
Just once for a very long time. But I want to know about people who are nudists and why they like it, why they do it.
Yeah.
Because apparently there's a lot of very, very normal people that are nudists.
Well, they're all normal.
Nah, but you'd think they're a bit freaky, a little bit out there, but apparently they're normal. I want to hear from one later on or someone who knows one and has asked the very questions
I
want to ask.
There's a movie, it's going to be launched in Australia soon, and it's about a nudist colony, and so they're going to have nude screenings. Serious. Mm. I'll get us four tickets.
Gee whiz. All right, that'll be an interesting night out, a bit of a team bonding session. I'm just saying it's big news, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
You might win.
Excellent.
Or you might lose.
Wow.
Keep up with the times and play Ruse News.
You need to be up on your current affairs. You need to have listened to the show.
Yeah, all of the above. You just have to be smart and listen to Triple M.
It's a tough quiz.
All right, and you're going to win a double to go and see the Port and Saints play Sunday night. Yeah, that's right. Sunday night's a long weekend. 6 o'clock start. Anzac Day clash. This pre-game will be spine-tingling, I'm predicting. I've seen Port Adelaide do it before. Absolutely brilliant. I love Anzac Day. And you've got a double to win. Give us a call right now on 1-333-53 if you want to be part of Ruse News.
Now, Roo, the latest out of the US, we found out in the news that Derek Chauvin, the policeman, has been found guilty on all sorts of charges. The latest is he could be facing up to 75 years in prison. He'll find out in 8 weeks when he returns for sentencing. Gee, isn't that a long 8 weeks?
56 sleepless nights.
Oh, gee. Unbelievable.
How much is he going to get?
It could be 75 years.
That's your team out, I reckon.
I think so. Mm. Pack your toothbrush.
Adam from Woodcroft. G'day, Adam.
G'day, ruined it. Hello, boys.
Yeah, good. Very well. Would you like to go to the footy?
Yeah, I'd love to, mate.
Okay, you up with the latest news?
I hope so.
What? Check your buzzer.
Adam.
Good.
What do you do, Adam?
I'm an electrician.
Good on you, mate.
Oh, busy boy at the moment.
Yeah, be plenty of work out there at the moment. All right, who else have you got, Roo?
I got Pete from Seaview Downs. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Roo.
How's life?
Not bad. Just on the road at the moment.
Yeah, and what do you do, Pete?
I'm a delivery professional.
Delivery professional.
So what, you don't throw the boxes?
No, as opposed to all the amateurs out there that do it.
That's right, I've placed
them
gently.
Good. Check your buzzer, please, Pete.
Pete,
good, And yours, Dits?
Dits.
Righto, Dits, here we go. First to three, boys. China have banned another Australian export with hay now added to the list. Name one of the other exports that have already been banned.
Pete. Wine.
Yeah, very
yes,
good.
Well done, Pete. Righto, Pete off to one. A good start.
Pete one. Adam nil.
Righto. Nil. A new resort has opened up in the world. All right. 36 hectares, 3,500 rooms, $5.5 billion, 6 years build time, three hotels, nightclubs, day clubs, 2.2 hectare swimming pool. Can you believe it? Where has this new resort been built?
Dits. Alma Hotel.
Oh. Wow. Not quite, Dits, but good one.
Okay.
Adam and Pete, where has this new resort been built?
You've lost me on that one, mate.
All right.
Righto.
Yeah, sorry.
Wanna have a guess? Lost Vegas. All right.
Where Roo and the Crows boys have done some of their best work.
Only a little bit. Some Port Adelaide boys went over there too, unfortunately.
Training camp it was.
Was it? All right, question number three. So Adam leads 1-0, doesn't he, at the moment?
No, Pete does.
Pete leads
1-0.
Sorry, Pete. Righto, question number three. The showdown happens on a Saturday night in round 8 at Adelaide Oval, and it's going to be a...
Oh, yes, Adam.
Adam. Crows double hitter.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not the answer, though.
Oh, I'm think
sorry.
It is.
No. Pardon?
Yes, it is.
What did he say?
He said Port and Crows double header.
Right, I'll give him that. Oh, it's SNFL, but that's all right. Okay, we'll let him go.
Very tough.
Okay, well, that's all right. Right, question number four. So who won that one, sorry?
So it's 1-1.
1-1, good, thank you.
Keep up.
All right. We have a new competition at 8 o'clock on Triple M here at the moment where you have to guess a password to win what?
Pete.
Adam.
Yes, Pete.
Pete.
20,000.
Good on you,
nice,
Pete.
Nice.
Pete 2, Adam 1.
Pete 2, Adam 1. Okay.
Dits half, 0.5.
That's right. Question number 5. The figures are out in South Australia for what men and women retire on at the moment. No surprise there's a gender pay gap. All right. Is the gap in dollar terms worth less than 20,000 or more than 20,000?
Adam.
Yes,
Pete,
Adam.
Pete.
Adam. Adam was quick.
Don't push the button three times, Pete. It won't make any difference.
Adam?
Less.
Wow.
It's
Pete. Well done. Is that three for Pete?
That's three for
Pete. Pete, you're off to the footy on Sunday night at Adelaide Oval to see the doubleheader between the Port Football Club and the Crows. So congratulations, mate. Anzac Day. That'll be a ripper.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Thanks, Adam, for playing. Can we beat you twice in one day?
What? Oh, you can. Me as in the Crows. Yeah. Okay. You can, actually.
Gee, that... Pete's last answer was a beauty. Don't know how he got that.
More?
Yeah.
That was a hard one, wasn't it?
Who's writing your questions?
Well, if I make them too hard, they don't get them. So
believe me, you're not.
Well, that says more about the contestants than my question writing, but I do get your point, Ditz. 50-50 answers are quite good, aren't they, in a two-person contest.
All right, tragedy, our band. Just if this show couldn't get any worse, tragedy's coming up shortly, all right? Ruined Ditz on Triple M.
Dez's minibus and Dez's cabs. Let Dez take you to your destination. Call Dez on 133377. DezMinibus.com.au. Triple M. Ruined Ditz for breakfast.
One, two, three.
I hope you like the worst of all time.
$200 thanks to Dez's minibuses, Dez's cabs. Yep. Let's have a listen to the song. We think this is our easiest one so far, don't we?
We do. Let's hope our listeners think the same. 133353.
It's the worst of all time.
Okay, $200 up for grabs right now.
Yeah, Mel's on the saxophone, Ditz is on the harmonica, Alice is on the guitar, I'm on the bongo drums. What's our guest? John from Meadows.
Hi, Hopes, Panic at the Disco. Had to have
Panic at the Disco. Mel's giving it the big
night. Let's go to Hope Valley. Brett, what's Tragedy playing?
Hey, mate, I reckon it's Time of Your Life by Green Day.
You had the time of your life.
You do, listening to Tragedy, don't you? Let's head to Windvale. Chris, what's our band Tragedy playing for $200?
I think it's The Other Side by The Chili.
$200.
Sorry, Chris. $300 tomorrow.
$300 Thursdays.
Thanks to Dez's minibuses, Dez's cabs.
I'm more interested. Nude segment, Ditz, coming up.
There's a film premiere on its way to Australia, and you have to go to the pictures nude.
Anyone out there listening right now, if you're a nudist or you know a nudist, I want to talk to you. I want to know why you're a nudist.
Because Rui wants to go to the pictures with you.
Yeah, I'll come out. I'll hold your hand, but I just want to know what makes you tick, please.
What will you hold? Oh, the hand.
The hand.
Brisk one today, 18 degrees, and Ditz is wearing his short pants ready for golf. I don't think you've prepared.
Yeah, he is great with the weather, Ditz, isn't he? Really rock, right on
it. Nails it. Yeah.
It's a bit harsh.
Maybe you could just jog on the spot when you walk around the golf.
Do a run in between shots.
Short sleeves and shorts on. It was a frost warning last night.
When you hit the
ball. It was 4 degrees in Handorf when you left.
Yeah.
No, because shorts. Shorts are a great idea.
When you hit the ball as many times as I do, you do get warm and
hot. You really get warmed up real quick.
You
okay,
do.
Cool.
Hey, Roo, something that I know you'll be interested in. There's a film festival coming up in the eastern states soon. It's one of those arty-farty sort of festivals, so it's right up our alley.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, there's a film coming out called Patrick. It's from Belgium. So you immediately think, oh, world movies, SBS, that sort of thing. It's all about a nudist colony.
Right.
Anyway, what they're doing for the film preview in both Sydney and Melbourne is... you attend nude. So the entire audience, the cinema, is going to be full of people sitting there stark. So you obviously roll up clothed because you've got to get there.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get inside, you get to your seat and take all your kit off. And they just ask that you bring a towel to sit on for hygiene purposes.
Right.
Cinema full of nude people. And if you need to whip out and buy some popcorn or something, please put something back on and just head out. But how does this sit with you?
I am fascinated about nude people. Well, I went to the Overland Corner pub last week on my holidays because it's been shut for a few months. You know, the classic pub on the river. Yeah. It's an old pub and it was under the flood in the 1956, all that sort of stuff. We thought we'll cruise around to Lake Bonnie on the way back over at Barmera. And my old man says, oh, you remember there was a nudist beach there? We should call in. I said, have you ever been there, Dad? They went there on a golf trip. Him and his few mates thought we'll call in there.
No.
Yeah, well, you know what blokes are like. So they had
to Muzz.
Well, they went to go in there and then you had to swim around to the beach to get there. So they made you earn it.
All right.
So they didn't get there. But they thought of it, you know, on the 19th hole on the way back. Right. Anyway, so it got me thinking about nudes. And then I was with a friend of mine last weekend and she said that her dad is a nudist.
You're joking.
But you'd never, ever guess it.
Yeah, right.
Why are people, what do they get out of being a nudist?
Yeah, what's the fascination?
What do they do it for? What happens when you're there? What are you thinking? I think I know some of the answers, but I'm not sure. I'd love to hear from a nudist or someone who knows a nudist. Or someone would maybe even go to the movies and watch it in the nude. Why would you do it? What do you get out of it? What do you, you know,
what sort of statement are you trying to make? And I'm serious about that because if we're going to the movies, what difference by taking your clothes off and sitting there watching the movie in a cinema full of nude people? How does that change your experience?
Yeah, and like when you go to a nudist beach, what is it for? Is it to perv on people? Do you like the body art? Are you just fascinated by nudes? Do you just like the feeling of just being stark as out in public?
The fresh air.
The fresh air. Mm.
Do you stand there just looking at each other's bits?
That's what I mean. Because is it a pervy thing?
Yeah, if you're a nudist, surely there's a fascination with, theirs looks like that. Or
are there rules? Can you pick up? I just don't know how
it works.
Where
do you keep your money?
Yep. what do we got to give away? Can we give away
clothes?
We could give away some clothes here. We could definitely do that. Have we got any more tickets, Wag? We've got another ticket to go to Port and St Kilda. I need to entice these nudists to ring up, please. 133353 if you're a nudist.
Showdown. There you go. That'd be different, wouldn't it?
Yeah, give us a call. If you're a nudist or you know a nudist, please call on 133353.
It's 10 to 8. We are taking your texts anytime, but we're also taking your calls right now. And Ruth's very excited about this. 133353.
I'm asking for a nudist to ring in on 133353 because I know there's a nudist place up in the Barossa Valley. I know there's one up at Barmera. That's what I just said before up there. I know there's Maslin's. We all know about that one. There's the Tindo Club at Cockatoo Valley, if you can believe that.
You've made that
up. No, I swear on my kids' lives, at Cockatoo Valley, there's a nudist beach. There's one at Pilwarren in Sunnydale. I said, where is that? It's at Swan Reach. Now, my mate owns the pub there. He'd be absolutely rapt to hear that. But there's two in the Riverland. What's going on up there, freaks up there?
If you like birds, you have seen a cockatoo.
Yes, that's right. And we have got a call. I'm very excited. Yeah. Paul from Broadview. G'day, Paul.
Hi, guys. How are you?
There'd be a few Broadviews at the nudist beach, wouldn't there?
Could be, yes.
Yeah. All right, you're a nudist, Paul. How long have you been a nudist for?
Oh, I'd say probably about in the last 5-6 years.
Yeah, and what was your interest? What made you get involved?
It's actually really about, so I head down to Maslin's Beach mostly.
Yep.
And it's really about actually being equal because you actually don't have clothes or anything that shows different affluency about anyone.
That's good, yep.
But you're actually equal to everyone else and you actually just make some good friends out of it.
Okay. What do you do? Just talk about the weather and stuff?
Yeah. You just have a different conversation with different people and it's just without clothes on. It's just out in the sunshine. Swim in the water and stuff, so it's nothing different than maybe just going out to the pub. But if you are someone that wishes to have a bit of a perv, you actually don't last long.
Okay, so perving's a no-no?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So you have to keep your eyes up?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Look, Paul, I still don't understand. I still don't understand the fascination, and I'm trying to be really fair here. When you say, you make friends, but I can make friends with clothes on at the pub, can't I? So there's got to be more to it than that. Is it being at one with nature? Is it the fresh air? Is it other?
I actually, for me and for some others, it's actually about being equal. It's about again, you're just out there in bare nothing.
Yep.
But you're actually equal. You're not throwing off different affluency in different colours, in fashion or anything else.
How many nudists do you know, Paul? Like, is this, like, if we're thinking about all those different nudist places I just went through at the Barossa, Barmer, you know, Maslin's, Tindo, Pill Warren, all of that, how many people would be into going to nudist places in South Australia? We're talking 50, 500, 5,000, sort of, give me your best guess.
Oh, look, I probably out of doing it, I probably have a dozen good friends out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd probably be 1,000 that you would gather around.
So if it's 27 degrees and no wind and you go to one of these, you know, beaches or places, like, would there be, you know, half a dozen people there, or would there be 50 people there?
No, so down at Maslin's, you're probably looking at, about a dozen on a nice day. So, yeah, it's not something that's packed out.
So it's not a crowded beach then?
No.
And you said about you're not allowed to perv. What are the other no-nos at the place?
Well, really not to try to hook up at there. That might be something.
But you're allowed to initiate it, maybe.
No, but you can
become friends.
Have a discussion about that type of stuff. For later.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Paul.
So no other no-nos.
Well, you just don't want to be. Look, there are some people who wish to go down there and do that, and there might be something that happens down there. But generally, on the whole, it's not what some of us other folk is about.
Okay.
All right. Good on you, Paul.
All right.
You got to call them enthusiasts. You can't call them members. That's one of the rules.
All right. Good work. All right. Okay. Thanks, Paul. We got a little bit of info there, and that's helped us out. Thank you. Shall we give Paul the random prize? It's a spring-loaded festival double pass. So this is a Triple M 90s presents the spring-loaded 2021 featuring Grinspoon, UMI, Regurgitator, and many more, playing on Saturday the 26th of June 2021 at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. Tickets are on sale now from ticketek.com.au.
Are we taking any more calls?
No.
Oh, if we got more.
I think we have. All right, we might come back with some more. More nudists.
Please.
More nudity. Excellent. On Triple M. There's a movie coming to Australia called Patrick. It's a Belgian film, and you have to turn up nude. It's going to be a cinema full of nudists.
Yes, and we want to know more about nudists. I've just been informed as well by my friend who knows people who are into nudity a little bit that they do go out to dinners as well, and there are camps.
Crumbs in all sorts of places when you're out to dinner that you just don't want.
Yep, let's go. We've got an anonymous caller on the line. Good morning, anonymous.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, are you a nudist?
I'm not a nudist myself, but my soon-to-be in-laws are very enthusiastic nudists.
What do you mean by enthusiastic?
Oh, I'm telling you, daily, weekly, they're down at Maslin strutting their stuff.
Are they?
Yeah, okay.
Now, when you first found this out, what was your reaction?
I have to say, a bit of a surprise, but it was there is a story behind it. So I was sold by the story by the misso that there's essentially an unclad v clad side at Maslin's. Now, I've never been to Maslin's myself, and we've gone down there to enjoy a Sunday drink by the beach, and there I am, and we've met the rest of the family down there. Yes, fair to say there was I didn't think it'd be that soon before I saw my soon-to-be father-in-law's meat and two veg dangling in the wind.
Wow. Oh, my God. Is this your first encounter or with your father-in-law?
No. I'd seen them close first.
Yeah, but so your wife-to-be thought this is the best way to introduce you to it?
I think it's, get it over sooner rather than later. I mean,
right.
It said that they do enjoy a bit of, strutting down Maslin's, but yes, fair to say it took me by surprise.
And what about around the house?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, not around my house, thank
God.
But
if you go over their place for dinner, they could nude up, could they?
They'll tend to do that before I arrive and then make me well known if it's happening, that's for sure.
Just give me a couple of minutes to get my gear on, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so are they intimidating, like, in terms of...
No, not at all, not at all.
Okay.
So are you comfortable with it now?
No.
You didn't think about that. What about your soon-to-be wife? Where does she fit in?
She doesn't know where to put her face.
Right.
She what?
Okay.
She doesn't know where to put her face.
She's embarrassed.
She, I'd say a little bit.
Okay. All right. She wasn't embarrassed enough to take it to the nudist beach.
Yeah, I think that was a bit of a
a test.
A bit of a surprise on me. Yeah. Yeah, a bit of a test.
Exactly. How was the nudist beach for a non-nudist?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the skies and checking out the clouds most of the time. Playing beach cricket, throwing vortexes, and I'm thinking, no.
Yeah. Oh. No. Oh, thanks for calling
okay.
in. Gee, that would be an awkward situation, wouldn't it? Let's go to Maslin's and meet Mum and Dad.
Pick the odd man out.
Text messages.
Yeah, we did. 0488 51 0047. So Ando from Loxton says they used to have Nude Olympics at Maslin's. Yeah.
Nude Olympics.
And Pete says my wife and I are 58 and have been nudists since we're 18. We
love on them.
Going to the beach and bushwalking nude, but we wouldn't go to the movies just because we could be nude.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't. They're not going to be. At
oh,
the
they're flick. Very discerning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a joke here. Am I allowed to read this out?
Well,
I think
we'll find out afterwards. Won't we?
How do you know if you're new to a nudist colony? Well, it sticks out a mile.
Joe Ricciuto
on Ruined Dits for breakfast.
When do I get paid?
It's time for Joe's Joke.
Oh, I'd be happy now. Is he on holiday
He's
still?
On holidays,
all right, let's
old
get him
Joe.
On. Morning, Joe. Hang on, we haven't got him on there. No. Now we have. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Dit.
Are you, you're on holidays?
Yeah.
And how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, what have you been up to? What's happened in your holidays so far?
Well, we went to Wakery and nothing really else happened.
Okay.
Oh, come on. You took Sunny up there. You're riding motorbikes. You went out in the water.
Yeah.
You've been camping. You've done a lot of things. Jeez, you're hard to please.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Well, what are you going to do today and what have you got planned for the next couple of days? Anything?
I'm going to the cinemas today.
Oh, good. What are you going to see?
I think I'm seeing Tom and Jerry, the movie.
Okay. And how many are going? Is there a whole heap of kids going?
Rosie, Tom, Rocco, my grandma and grandpa are going as well.
Beautiful. Oh, you'll have heaps of fun. All right. Yeah. How many jokes have you got today?
Two.
All right. Give us your first joke.
Why couldn't the bicycle stand up on its own?
Why couldn't the bicycle stand up on its own? Why?
Because it was too tired.
Hey, too tired. Good
too
start.
Tired.
Good
yeah,
start.
Good stuff, start. Joe.
What's your second one, right. Joe?
Why did the M&M go to school?
Why did the M&M
go to school?
Why?
Because it wanted to be a smarty.
Nice one, Joe.
Well done, Joe. All right, have fun at the pictures today.
Yeah. Thanks.
Good on you, mate.
Good on all you, right. Joey.
We'll hey, you playing footy?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you got a game? Yet. Long weekend.
They all
this
start
weekend.
This weekend, on the long weekend.
Do you know who you're playing this week, Joe?
No, not yet.
No, okay. Is Dad your coach or is he coaching the others?
Dad's coaching the others.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right.
Just the three teams I'm coaching.
Three
this year.
Teams. We'll tell you about all right. Good on you, Joe. Thanks for joining us, mate. We love Joe's jokes.
All right. Let's go to Mawson Lakes Preschool. G'day, Ellis.
Say hello.
Hi.
Hello, Ellis. How old are you?
Four.
Oh, you're a
kidding.
Little one.
Yep.
Now, and you're at Mawson Lakes Preschool. What's your teacher's name, Ellis?
Kimberly.
Oh, she sounds lovely. And what do you like doing at preschool? What are the best parts about it?
Going on the swings.
On the swings. Yeah. We love the swings too.
I love it.
All right,
the swing.
Now, have you got a joke for us, Ellis?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
Where does the cow go on the Friday night?
Hang on. Just now, go with mom. That again. Go with that again.
Where does a cow go on a Friday night?
Where does a cow go on a Friday night?
Oh, where does a cow
Come
go
on
Friday
Ruth,
night?
Where does a cow go? All right, Ellis, where does a cow go on a Friday night?
To the movie.
Oh, well done, Ellis. Great.
Now, what's Mum's name? Are you there, Mum?
Yes.
Is she
I'm Leanne.
Leanne.
She always selling gags, is she, Leanne?
Ellis sounds fantastic.
this was Nanny. Nanny told her this one and suggested we rang up. So
yeah, well done. Well, done.
Well, you've just won an AFL Max yes. family pass for your efforts, so well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, well done, Alice. Okay.
Thanks,
have fun. See ya.
Alice will be starring at the Fringe in about 20 years, I reckon.
Oh, how funny was that?
Let's head to Burnside. G'day, Rupert.
Hi.
How are you, Rupert?
Good.
How old are you, Rupert?
Six.
Six. And what school do you go to?
Burnside Primary.
That's where the Rusciutto kids go as well. Now, what does that mean? You're in grade one.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your teacher's name?
Miss Allen.
Very good teacher. Miss
She's
Allen.
Lovely, Miss Allen. What do you like at school?
Playing with my friends.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? All right. Now, have you got a joke for us, Rupert?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
What do you call a kangaroo crossed with an elephant?
What do you call a kangaroo crossed with an elephant? What do you get?
Holes all over Australia.
holes all over Australia. Good boy, Rupert. Good boy.
All right, is Rupert off to AFL Max?
Rupert's off to AFL Max as well. Right. He's got a family pass, Rupert. You can take the whole family down there. It's a great place to party, to learn, to trade, to play. It's all indoors. You can book at aflmax.com.au.
Rupert and Ellis, they were outstanding. They were great.
Hey, what's your password?
20 grand is locked away. It's yours if you can remember the password. 8 letters, 2 digits, 1 symbol for $20,000.
Cha-ching! Cha-ching!
Triple M's forgotten password.
Okay, Harrison from Brooklyn Park is back for day 2. Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning, guys. Thanks
now,
morning.
You get 5 attempts. This is your second attempt today. Please don't be put off by the welcome that Roo gave you when you walked into the studio. Just for our listeners. What did Roo just say to you when you came in?
No, he was very supportful.
That's right.
Yeah, he was.
That's supportive. Is it saying, gee, you sounded dumb on the day one? I hope you do better today.
Did your mum tell you honesty is the best policy?
Fair enough.
All right.
Poor Harrison.
He'll bounce back. I know he'll bounce back. He's a graphic designer. I know he's smarter than what he was on day one.
So if you missed it, we said the third letter of one of the clues was the third letter is I, and he came up with dark something, which, you know, to me, the third letter
is R. Is that smart?
No.
It's not.
All right. Anyway, but
he didn't get the clue. He had technical issues.
Now,
I didn't have all the clues.
There are now 4 clues, Harrison. All right. By the way, since we saw you 24 hours ago, have you had much help and much advice from anybody?
Yes, good question.
Yeah, not really. You know,
This is going well.
Asked a couple of mates, but they sort of put in the too high basket and
Right. During the day, Roo, you can ring up, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can be part of the work day, and if one of those clues is used, you get half the cash, which equals $10,000 in your pocket.
Triple M, then the dollar sign, and then 20, and then K.
Blinding 66 exclamation mark.
I think it's Triple M, dollar sign, 20 and K.
Triple M, I-04, ampersand. The and symbol.
Triple M.
Okay, and the rest of it?
Okay, I'm going to go 01 and exclamation mark.
Triple M, dollar sign, 20K.
Did you like any of those?
To be honest, not really. No.
Right. Well, as you know, with Roo, we are about honesty. All right. So here it is, your second chance at this password. What do you think it is?
All right. I think it is triangle 68 percentage sign.
Triangle. Now, the clues were that the third letter is I. There's Pink Floyd.
Well, the clue number 4 was wine. Was that right?
Yep.
Wine. Now, triangle, is that because of one of the covers of the Pink Floyd album,
yes.
Dark Side of the Moon?
Yep.
There are triangles on there.
And what was your other? Triangle what?
So 68 was the number.
And why 68?
So abs, 6-pack, 8-pack, I was thinking.
Because abs is another, yes.
Yep. And the percentage sign was just because wine, alcohol percentage. So I sort of went with the method of each clue was in order of the...
This is cryptic.
This is
a bit more in depth.
Is he still dumb, Roo, or not?
No, I told you, he'd respond.
Okay.
Put it in the computer.
Okay, here we go.
Password incorrect.
Oh, righto. So you're second.
Bad luck.
You've got three to go.
Right.
I'll tell you what, though. I do like the way you're thinking. That's actually very smart.
All right. Well, keep listening. Try and get a few mates that care about you winning 20 grand if you can, Harrison.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
And listen to the workday guesses because they might not be right, but you might be able to take something out of it at least to help you... Because you've got a bit of ground to make up. You've chewed through two guesses. You've got three more to go in order to make 20 grand.
And Triple M listeners, if you think you know, call during the workday. And if Harrison from Brooklyn Park uses your full password, he actually has to share half the cash with you. All right?
Exactly.
That's how it works. All right, Harrison, day three tomorrow. Good luck.
Cheers, guys. Look forward to it.
See you, Harrison.
See ya.
This is 104.7 Triple M.
Rue, we love a bit of celebrity goss on this show. I've been reading the gossip pages, as I always do.
Yep.
And it turns out Kim Kardashian is back on the dating scene. She was... don't look at me miffy like that. Because I know you love...
No. who was she with, Dit?
Kanye West.
Well
is his
done.
Name. He's a rapper.
Good
He's a rapper.
Boy.
Anyway, she's back on the dating scene. Can I just say... so she's very single.
What are
you the list of suitors... No, because I don't fit the bill. It says here... you
Where'd
need
you find this out
come
on
from
Tinder?
A list of royals, CEOs, or billionaires.
Well, that's a prerequisite.
Yeah, and I mentioned this to Alice the Wag this morning, and your response was?
That's so funny. That's my prerequisite too.
So what were the three you have to be?
Royals, CEOs, or billionaires. She's narrowed it down to one of those.
Very narrow.
I love some of the other quotes, though.
It's
quite narrow. I think she needs to broaden her horizons a bit.
We're not asking a lot.
Broaden it out a bit. But
would you call her shallow at all or not? I think it's a bit unfair, isn't it? She a gold digger, but she ain't no broke. Very good, Mel. Now,
that's gone over Ditz's head. See, that's Kanye West, her ex.
Yeah.
Seeing that she's a gold digger.
Down on with you.
Oh, I went over mine.
Now, just an insight into their lives. This tells you everything, I think. They're four kids. The two daughters' names are North, so obviously Northwest, Chicago, poor kid, and the two boys, it gets worse, Saint and Psalm, as in a psalm that you would, you know,
so not
read it.
Sam,
no,
but...
P-S-A-L-M, like a Sunday psalm.
How the hell
psalm
would I go spelling that?
Psalm. Psalm. Psalm, yeah, there you go. So they're the kids' names, but I just want to give you a couple of beautiful quotes. Now, this is a girl who obviously has made a living and said to someone, just film me 24/7 and my sisters and make me $1 billion out of it, will you? And they did. She's saying here, she certainly wouldn't want anyone to be with her just for the spotlight.
No.
Oh, no.
That was her opening.
No, it's got to be real.
It's got to be romance.
It's got to be
the
natural.
The quality's most important.
Organic.
Someone who values family. Someone who's supportive, fun, romantic, enjoys the simple things.
Yes.
And is hardworking. Because, boy, does she put in a hard day's yakka, eh?
And a lot of royals really do like the simple things in life.
They
and
do.
Just don't, you know, can't handle the
they
spotlight.
They do. So, listen, to any, again, just for the list, if you're listening this morning, are you a royal? Are you a CEO? We've got a few of those listing. And are you a billionaire?
I've got one idea.
Yeah?
Prince Andrew.
Oh, no. Tailor-made. Just a shrinking
violet. His
ears are
pricking right now.
Because he doesn't like the limelight at all.
She might be a bit old for him.
You reckon?
Maybe.
No. Oh, no.
Well, anyone over 16 is too old, huh?
Oh, no.
All right. Can we be sued for that? Ruined it on Triple M.
Triple M. Roll up your chinos, put wax in your hair, smash some avocado and grab a protein shake. It's time for the Metros on Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Yeah, the lads from around the office are here in the studio. Jared, who's got the hardest job in the world, Ru, because he looks after Jars, Bernie and Bluey. How's that all going, Jared? Chaotic.
Yeah, it's going.
How did they get at breakfast time, getting them up early? That would have been even harder.
Well, somehow Jars was actually sharper in the morning.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's something in it.
Okay. All right. We've got Sam, our audio man. How are you, Sam?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. And Nails from Sales.
Morning, hey, boys.
How's the Congo going, the shares?
Yeah, Congo's going all right, boys. Sitting around 19 cents. So I reckon
what'd you buy them at?
I got in at about 13, but I reckon I was through the mail out on the metros at around 6 cents, boys. So
did you?
Tripled your money, I reckon.
Gee whiz.
Anything else you got for us?
There's one. It's actually a bit of mail from a client, believe it or not. But it's called Eclipse Metals, and it's a copper and silver mine in the Northern Territory. So we're keeping it local, this one. Keeping it in Australia.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Not as exotic as the Congo, but it'll do. If we make money, that'll do. Now, I want to read this out to you. I did it just moments ago. For those of you that missed it, actor Helen McCrory passed away earlier this week. Very sad. You would have seen her in Peaky Blinders and the Harry Potter movies. Her husband, Damian Lewis, who's starred in many things in Hollywood as well, and as she was about to pass away, said to her husband, "I want you to have lots of girlfriends." How would you react to that? Can I just say too, Rue, is it easy for her to say that when she's going to die? Well, she's not going to be here. He can bloody shag himself rotten. She won't know.
She's just making sure that if he does go and do that, he doesn't have a guilty conscience that she's not going to be watching.
Oh, she's given
above.
The tick of approval.
Yes, that you can do it with my.
Okay.
As opposed to every time you were thinking about doing it, you're thinking about your ex-wife.
Yeah. All right. Well, you lads at your age, I don't expect this is going to happen to you, but maybe, I don't know, a parent, a loved one, someone like this. Is it an unusual thing to say, do you think, Jared, or is she a good girl for saying this?
I think that she's good for saying it, because obviously you could carry over a bit of, even when you get beyond your grief, obviously you got to move on. I think it'd be rude not to fulfill her final wishes, wouldn't it?
Mm.
I probably wouldn't be downloading Tinder the day
after. So
you're
only doing it to make her happy, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I will go out with lots of women because it's what she wanted.
Happy wife, happy life, right?
That's right. Very good. And there have been some famous cases, I think, over the years. I'm thinking of Rove McManus, who people sort of pointed the finger and said, oh, gee, it was a bit soon. They sort of hooked up with other people and...
Straight after,
yeah.
Well, Glenn McGrath, how long was that?
Yeah, that's another famous one. All right, so what do you think about this, Nails?
I don't know. I think, she didn't really put a time frame on it, did she? Like, I don't think you would rush into it straight away. But I think, it comes a time where you've got to sort of move on for your own sort of peace of mind, I guess.
So this is hypothetical. Now, the beautiful, lovely Tori, right?
And
please say
this
is hypothetical because something happens to you.
Don't get down this track.
In a few years' time, the doctor says, you might have got real bad news for you. Do you go home to Tori and say, now, Tori, I want you to go out and just have the greatest time?
Oh, I don't know. I probably wouldn't say it, but I think it goes without saying.
It'd happen anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
What? You wanted to go and just go nuts?
No. Not straight away, but I don't know. 5 years down the track, she can't spend the rest of her life, worrying about, I don't know.
So it's not going to bother
you. You don't want to think about it.
Yeah. Righto, Sam.
Well, I'm married, so to the luckier Kate. She's not the lucky Kate. She's luckier. And I don't know if she'd be that keen for it. I feel like she would come back as a ghost and haunt me if I moved on.
Yeah.
And, scare the hell out of me and my new fling. Mm. But, it could be up for negotiation. I say, what if you were in a terrible accident and you're in a coma, brain dead? Mm. Oh. Is that okay? it's touch and go whether you're going to make it back. I'll get lonely.
She's totally no good at all, but I need to do something.
I think it's a good topic to talk about, definitely. And then also
real crowd pleaser.
Yeah. Like what's the waiting period, is it 5 to 6 business days or
look, everyone, this is a real cheery topic for around the dinner table tonight.
Yeah,
right?
Let's have this discussion about if you do get really sick and die shortly.
Yeah. When can I start?
That's what I'm thinking about.
Well, yeah. No. When can I push go?
Is your sister still single?
Thanks, Metro. I'm glad we put that to bed.
I'm having nothing to do with it.
Ruined it on Triple M. Driving in this morning very early, listening to Trevor Long, Everything for the Man. He was on in the early hours of this morning.
He was on our show yesterday.
Yeah, he was. Apple overnight have announced 4 new products just out of the blue. But one of them, Rue, I think is going to help you in your household. Listen to this.
It's called an Apple AirTag. They'll be $45 or $149 for 4 of them. You put them on your keys and you'll be able to find your keys wherever they are. The difference for me that I've seen thus far is that when you open your phone and say, where are my keys? If they're in the same room as you, your phone will actually have a big green screen with an arrow on it that'll actually point you to where your keys are.
No way.
And then it will say, one for sure. Idiot, over there, idiot, it says at the end of it.
Under the cushion.
Now, this apparently happens a bit in your house.
Oh, my wife's a shocker for losing keys and or her phone. Or they're the two that do my head in.
How often are we talking?
One of the two. Oh, the phone would go missing like every day.
Every day.
Oh, because the kids would steal it. There's no doubt. Oh, she'd leave it on a desk.
Have you got any discipline in your house at all?
Not a lot. I'll tell you what, it's getting worse. It's getting dangerous in my joint at the moment. And keys would be every other day. Like, not badly lost. Like, not hours, but just left them in the door, left them in the bag, left them in the room, left them in the lounge, left them here, left them there.
Straight on the bench in the kitchen, and they just sit there.
I've gone through that. You don't believe the amount of frustration and anger that's been shed over keys being like. I actually told her, we've got a key holder there now.
Right.
Still can't put them on it. It's just too hard to walk in the door and go, bang, put them there, because then I'll know where they are when I leave.
So this is just Sarah, is it? She's always losing her keys.
She is hopeless at it, and we've had so many arguments over it.
Do you ever lose yours?
Rarely.
Rarely?
Very rarely.
Okay.
Very rarely.
Because I do remember a time, Alice, where we had to turn this building upside down, didn't we? The whole studio, the building, everything, toilets, showers, everything within this place.
As your producer, it was probably one of the most stressful mornings I've ever worked with you guys.
Because I'm not used to losing things.
Yeah.
And I searched for about 3 hours.
And what did he say about searching his car?
Don't worry about it. No, it was in, he knew his keys were in his car because the car was starting.
I couldn't lock my car.
And it was like a sensor thing, remember?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you won't find it. We've had everyone looking. We've had the neighbourhood looking. We've had my family looking. They're not
in
the car.
I pulled the whole car to bits. Mm. I was looking in areas where it was actually impossible to get to.
And then what happened, Alice?
So then producer of the year, i.e. me, I said, look, let me just go have a look. I reckon I found it in about 15 seconds.
You did. And that was the happiest moment of my life involving you.
And where were they?
No. I mean, in a good way.
And where were they?
They were under the passenger seat. Like kind of folded in under a piece of carpet.
But he'd looked everywhere.
I had looked everywhere.
They weren't in the car. But then when I found them, of course, Rui was like, you must have had the right lighting. It mustn't have been.
Don't start bending the truth to make the story good. You were just too clever. You were just great at it.
Oh, my God. I'm loving this.
Yeah. Well done. Thank you.
So they reckon, though, we're talking about keys. You can attach this to your wallet.
What's it called?
To your kids.
Attach it to your kids.
Yeah, which you've lost the odd kid as well along the way, right?
So kids, phone, keys. And how much? $149 for four?
No, $45.
$45.
Oh, for one, yeah.
Yeah, but if you got six, so $300.
There you go.
There's also a cheaper version.
I'll keep my marriage together for $300. That's a good investment.
It's a bargain.
There's also a cheaper version called the Tile that's in JB, and it's not an Apple product, but you connect it. It's like a key ring that links to your phone.
But that doesn't point. Okay. I like the Ditz idea of pointing over there, stupid.
The big green arrow.
$300.
Rue, losing keys. This drives people nuts, doesn't
it? Sure does. Let's go to Deceit and Maria. Are you a key loser?
Not me personally. I have a daughter that's a key hider.
Hider?
How old is she?
She's three.
Oh, they're naughty.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So,
it's 10:30 on a Sunday night. Hubby goes, have you seen the keys for the Mitzi? I left them on the buffet and they're not there. So 10:30 outside, looking, think maybe around the lawn, goes to the next day, still can't find the keys. I've pulled everything apart, gone through the lounge room, and I go to move our TV cabinet and I hear a rattle and I find our car keys inside our vent of our portable air conditioner.
No, she's being very nasty.
I turn around and look at it and she's like, it wasn't me. It was Kim, her imaginary friend.
You're up against it there, Maria.
Yeah.
You might have to hide them and invest in a little tile. Let's head to Fairview Park. Aaron, are you a key loser?
Not me, mate, but my missus.
All right, tell us about it.
I'll come home from work, they'll be stuck in the front door when I get home from work.
Yes.
Or,
that happens to me.
Sometimes I'll come home at 10 o'clock at night and I'll be like, you missing your keys? She doesn't have them on the same key ring. Sometimes the house key will be loose on the side or in a bag. Bank cards loose in the bag.
cash loose in the bag. Kid will be running around saying, I've got £10, Dad. Where'd you get that? £1 bag. You know, like, just loose.
Zips
everything
open.
Loose.
Nothing, zips open to Aaron in the bag, just so it can fall out.
Nothing. Yeah, just even the bag will be on its side on the floor. Like,
yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, constant.
We might have to have a beer, Aaron, I think. Have a chat about this.
Aaron feels better now. He's told. He's got this off his chest.
Good on you. Let's go to Parafield Gardens. Vicky, do you lose your keys?
Not me, personally, but my grandson, he takes my daughter's car keys and house keys, and he'll run as fast as he can and throw them behind any cupboard.
Oh, no.
Anywhere, so you're chasing him around. If you're not quick enough, you're looking for hours walking.
Oh, gee. Yeah.
All right.
Not good.
Thanks, Vicky. Good work. Everyone does it, doesn't it?
It's terrible. Very frustrating stuff.
Big Bird's back. That's good news for South
Australia.
That is good news. Great news.
And the Bandits left a nice note to apologising for the inconvenience they caused.
And giving themselves a little title, the Big Bird Bandits.
Yeah.
I think, that's good of them. And we've had a verdict in the George Floyd murder case. The police officer guilty on all charges, staring 75 years in the face. He has to wait 8 weeks for that.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you on this. I'd like to delve a bit deeper. If you know you are facing 75 years and you're about a 50-year-old person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to live or die? Think about that one overnight. It's, there's a happy one for you.
Give me time. Yeah,
do you want to live the rest of your life in prison or not? If you had an option to finish it legally?
Do. Yeah, but a lot of people do. He's not the first one.
Yeah, but do you want to?
Oh, well, they do, though. What are you suggesting we should give
if
them the choice?
If you're allowed to.
If we give them the choice.
Yeah, if a doctor
good
could
question.
Give you an injection, would you have it or not?
Mm.
A little cheery ending to the show there, guys.
Very.
Oh, no.
To all of you people on death row, enjoy your day.
Enjoy your day, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.